there. Listen, Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, our friends from Cheshire just left, but if you get into Grand Rapids, look that place up, Celebration Cinema on the northeast side of Grand Rapids. You're not going to be disappointed. But anyway, we want to talk a little bit about lamb, other than those professionals that are cooking it. You guys can do this, and if you really want to make a statement in your backyard, you can find help on YouTube. But I went to one of my buddies, one of my Shartucky buddies, believe it or not, married into a Greek family. Bob, I mean, the point where they were immigrants.
Did you go to the wedding?
I did. I was in the wedding, and I wore the little crown of thorns and the whole deal. It was very, very Greek and ceremonial when I did it. Now, they've been married 30 years, so I was a young man back then. But my point is that they came over, they immigrated from Greece, and the parents couldn't speak English. The kids were bilingual. He married one of the daughters. Whole story there.
Is she a Greek goddess?
Yeah, she is. She's very nice. But Kelly brought Kevin into the Greek environment and a Greek family. And one of the things they do is for Greek Easter every year, they roast a whole lamb. Now, I'll jump ahead. They buy it live, slaughter it, clean it, and do all that. But
nice.
You and I could go get a lamb at like a Mediterranean market, or you order one special from your butcher,
right?
And it'll come prepared. But what they do is they skewer this thing on a rotisserie. And then
a big one.
Yeah. And we were talking in the last segment a little bit. I've got a 5 foot long by 3 foot deep box, if you will, that has a grate that elevates up and down for the coals, right? And with a rotisserie on the top of it. And that's all we use that for.
That would work for a goat or a lamb.
That's right.
That's big
either
enough.
Either one. And I've got a heavy duty bar for the rotisserie because the lamb's going to weigh 45, 50 pounds.
Is that all?
When you put it on there. Yeah, they're not a big animal.
Right.
But when you put it on there, so what they've done, and we're going to get a little technical here, is that you skewer it from the back up through the front, and the head's still on, the legs are still on. This is a whole animal roast, okay? And then what they do is they take the legs and they pin them back on the skewer on the back end and on the front up over the skewer on the front, and they tie them together in an X.
Are the hooves on them?
Yep. Yep, it's a full animal. Now you're not going to eat them, but they're just there. The head's still on, the whole deal. This is a whole animal roast.
You're not going to eat the head either,
right? No. Well, the Greeks do.
Yeah.
Parts of it.
I bet.
The brain, the eyes, they're delicacies. Now, something that it's way beyond me. I'm not going to do it, but yeah, they don't waste anything.
Uh-huh.
The animal's cleaned out. But then what they said they did is they took and made about 1-inch slits and put a whole clove of garlic, salt, pepper, and oregano in each slit, and they put about 50 of them across the back and the hindquarters and the front quarters of the animal. And then when they build their charcoal fire, they're cooking indirect, in that if you can see the grill
next to the fire,
right,
it's
sitting next to the fire. And he said for the first hour they wrap it in foil so that it kind of bastes itself as it continues to cook.
Cool.
And then after about an hour in, they'll take the foil off and let it finish.
Well, that's right up your alley.
Right. I knew you were going to go there. But what they don't ever do is cook it in a Dutch oven.
Boom.
But anyway, so he said.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but he said that his family likes it very well done. And I said, so what is that temperature? And he goes, when it starts to bubble a little bit on the outside, and you know that it's getting close to being done.
Here's the deal.
Right?
See, The problem with a whole animal roast is it's going to look like it's well done in a lot of spots to get it to be edible at other spots.
Right.
And therein lies the dilemma. That's why I would rather take large chunks, bone them, truss them, and throw them on the spit rather than to try and do that whole animal. It's just tradition for them. I get it.
Right.
But for most people, I would tell you, that's probably a bigger job than you're ready to attack.
Right.
Try just a whole leg of lamb boned once before you try throwing a whole buffalo on there.
Right. And he made one comment. He said that you will know a marked difference if you buy fresh lamb versus frozen lamb.
Oh, absolutely.
He said for some reason it just completely changes the flavor frozen.
Yeah, these boys at Sheshko, that's what Mo, the owner, one of the owners told me. He says, everything we get is fresh. All our lamb is fresh. You're not going to find anything any fresher than this. And he brought me a lamb chop. with a big, beautiful plate of rice. And I could smell it right off the bat. I'm going, oh my gosh, I know this is going to be really good. And I took one bite. And Jop loves lamb chops. That's something you've eaten for years.
Right.
And so you can appreciate a beautiful lamb chop. And they're not big. They're very small, but they're beautiful. They're just tender.
Golf ball size, and maybe, is the meat. There's a couple bites there.
These were actually pretty good size, but compared to, you know, some I've seen.
Right.
And I'm telling you, that it's 2-3 minutes on the fire. You're up and gone, and serve it right then, sizzling, because it's a fantastic piece of meat.
A little bit fatty, so a great glass of red wine from Fen Valley pairs perfectly with that. That rosé he was talking about, if you don't want the big tannins.
Yep.
But those tannins clean your palate.
Yeah, they do.
Between bites.
And the rice these boys were talking about is basically white rice. You put almonds, you put split almonds in there, and then they break spaghetti noodles into little pieces, and they saute those in butter for a minute to brown them up. And Maureen does this all the time. And that's
makes it a little crunchy.
It's cooked with the rice. It gives it some color and some texture. The almonds are a little crunchy, but the noodles cooked with the rice,
they soften up.
So you cook it all with the rice. And I actually take a little of this powdered Knorr chicken bouillon and throw it in there when I make it.
Oh, give it a little flavor.
It does. It wakes it right up.
Yeah.
But that's a really nice side dish. Those pickled turnips.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a turnip in vinegar for a night. A couple days.
What makes it red? Or
turnips,
purple?
Turnips. The vinegar turns it red. Because turnips are pink, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Pretty cool.
But that's a great side dish for lamb. And if you're a man, you might like
a little man law. Now you're a man! A man!
Today's man law is as relevant as any. Short shorts have been banned. Unless in a participating sporting event that demands shorter shorts. Also, no real man should be allowed to pop his collar.
Well, so, that is all history. The 80s
shame.
Are gone.
I love the pop collar.
Right, yeah, right. When you were a younger man, you had more hair then, too,
you still
Bob.
See it in East Grand Rapids.
I might note. But anyway, hey, let's talk one last thing about lamb, because this is one that's probably the easiest part of lamb to cook, is putting it on a shish kebab on the grill. What does that look like in the Nurmico household? Because you make those.
And that is. And if you go to thegrillingguys.com, you'll find a great marinade. It's called Charlie Jabor's shish kebab, and Charlie Jabor is my father-in-law. As you've all heard his name, he's the most famous man on the show. But
rest his soul.
You know, that is a fantastic marinade, and you can use it for a lot of things. But so you get some nice little chunks of lamb, and to be honest with you, I don't really know what part of the lamb they use to make those chunks. If it's off a leg, I would imagine, but rear quarters. But you cut it up into like 1-inch pieces, and you make this marinade up. And see, these guys were talking about the same thing, a little red wine vinegar, lemon. Lemon's in everything in the Middle East.
So you're acidic.
And it's fantastic.
So you can't leave it in there too long.
Yeah, and when you were talking about your lamb chops, that same marinade would work for them. If you didn't season them overnight and you wanted to get a quick profile on them, you could take this marinade and do, I would say, about 30 minutes. All you'd want to do a lamb chop for, and it's going to wake them right up. But for these shish kebab, put it in that marinade, and then, of course, get some nice sweet onions, some red and green pepper.
Bell pepper.
Yep. Yeah, and anything you want. Mushrooms. I buy the marinated large mushrooms.
Right.
And I put those on there.
Mm.
Or you can get fresh mushrooms and marinate them yourself.
Right.
And it's, you know, when you're at, you and I love to do this. You're having a party. You got people over. You're the grilling guy. Everybody's the grilling guy on his deck.
Right.
Okay.
Your deck, you're the man.
You are the grilling guys out there in the Grilling Guys Nation. So when you walk out into your backyard with that big platter of food, you want people to go, oh my gosh, look what Joe just brought in. Look what Mike just brought in. And when you do these skewers, with all the colors and the beautiful array of food that is there, they're just going to go nuts. So that is a must-have this summer.
Very cool. Coming up next, how you light your coal. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Like anything was possible, hit cruise control.